The Michael Berry Show.
We start with a local story from KPRC-TV. 13 women say they got herpes from the janitor peeing in their water bottles.
The fact that I can no longer leave my water bottles anywhere or my cups at a party just like that because I don't want anyone to catch what I have.
Attorney Kim Spurlock is reading part of a statement from one of the 13 victims suing the company that hired 51-year-old former janitor Lucio Diaz. Three other companies, including the management of this medical office building in East Houston, are also listed in the $1 million lawsuit. Spurlock and her co-counsel initially filed a lawsuit last October, where four women said the water in their office space had a foul odor and a yellow color. Some say they stopped drinking from the shared water jug and brought their own water bottles, but noticed the same odor. One of the women decided to set up a camera at her desk.
It caught Mr. Diaz coming into her office to clean her desk, picking up her water bottle, taking his penis and rubbing it all over the water bottle.
Spurlock says the victim sent the video to the building manager, but no action was taken for more than 6 days. During that time, Diaz was still allowed into the building and was allegedly caught on camera repeating the act. Now, 13 women who work in the building say they contracted two incurable diseases as a result, herpes and hepatitis A.
Six days? How does that work? Judy, can you come in here for a minute? You know the office supply company down on 3? I got a video. Close the door, Judy. You're not going to believe this. I got a video that, you know the guy that cleans? Yeah, the Honduran or wherever. Yeah. I've watched this thing three times. Just watch this with me. It looks like he's going in the middle of the night and rubbing his wiener over her water bottle and then peeing in it. And she's got video of him doing it night after night after night. And I swear for the life of me, in my years as a building manager, I have never come across... Judy, what would you do? I don't know. Give me a week to think about this. I'm uncertain whether I should. I don't want to rush to judgment. You know, maybe it was itching, and that's the only place he could find to scratch it. Maybe we had accidentally locked the bathroom, and he could see that as the only place to go. Maybe it's one of those rare conditions where that's, you know, maybe it's a cultural thing. Last thing we need is a discrimination suit on our hands if we find out that this is a cultural thing. Where's he from? Anyway, maybe that's what they do where he's from. 6 days. Huh. What do you do during the intervening 6 days? Are you playing pickleball the next day? How's work, Bob? I'm glad you asked. You will not believe what happened at our building. Let me tell you. Well, hold on. I got it on my phone. Come over here and look at this. I got it on my phone. This dude is peeing. Oh my, how'd you find that out? Well, she knew it tasted funny. He got funny tasting pee. She knew it was tasting funny. And so apparently several of them got to talking and she set up one of those little ring cameras. You know, you can set them up real easy now. She set up one of those little ring cameras inside of where it was hidden behind a glass. And she caught him doing it. And there he is, dead to rights. Oh my God, what are you going to do? Well, it's only been 2 days since I learned, so I think I'll wait 4 more days before I actually take any action because I think what I'll do is everybody I come in contact with for the next 4 days, I'll show them this video. It doesn't quite rise to the standard that I take action the day that I get it. See, I only have video proof, and only being 2 days into it, I think I'll wait till next week. Okay.
Do we need an interpreter to translate what she said in Spanish?
I just said it to the judge in Spanish because I feel that she forgets that we're Hispanic and that we're the people that she targeted for a vote.
The Michael Berry Show.